temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
General manager of the Kansas City Royals. JJ, I think we got you now.
You guys got me?
Yeah, sorry about that. All appreciate
right. it. Okay. All right, no problem.
Here's
your question.
Okay.
What size shirt?
I'm an XL on a good day, so an XL will be perfect.
Okay. You don't wear your T-shirt super tight, huh?
No, those days are over. I can't do it anymore.
Are you, by the way, with MacArthur and what you guys got, I think sometimes the fans like to talk about the trade for Reagans and what you got in that time. How lucky do you guys feel, or how long were you watching MacArthur, for that matter, when you snagged him late in the year last year? Is essentially just kind of like on the street, if you will, I think sometimes the way it's looked, and you were able to get him.
Yeah, I think he's really a great signal of how our processes have changed. You know, you get names come across the waiver wire. We got our scouting reports. We got our R&D opinions on players. And they both lined up with MacArthur. But I think the difference in this one was our pitching staff, our group of pitching coaches, both major league and minor league, they get together and they looked at his information and they felt really convicted that there were some things that they could do to help him. So it was really, I would say, the first player that we acquired with new staff members to blend their opinions and what they think they can do with pitchers. Because there's a lot of pitchers that are out there like Mac, who just need a tweak, and you make a little tweak and all of a sudden you got something different. So the first time that we utilized our pitching staff along with our scouts and R&D, and it was just a nice collaboration of the three areas. And our coaches did a phenomenal job, but the credit goes to Mac. He did the work. He was willing to buy what they were selling, and here we are, you know, not quite a year later, and he's in a much different spot today than he was last year.
Thinking of closers and some great bullpen arms, you had a couple of them back in Kansas City this past weekend from the 2014 team, and that was just awesome to see throughout the whole weekend. I thought Friday night was awesome with the ceremony. What's that like having them back? You, of course, were with the organization in 2014 as well, so you were right there. But what maybe the impact that can have on this year's team and the conversations they can have with some of those guys?
Yeah, it's really special. Those two guys and Herrera, I don't want to forget Herrera, all three of them, they were just such tough competitors. There was no moment that was too big for them. They never vibrated. You knew they were in control of the game. Didn't mean they always got the job done, but a majority of the time they dominated. And going back to spring training, we had Wade and Holly in spring training. They spent time with our pitchers then, so this was really just a continuation. But really the first time for those two to see our bullpen guys and to see our pitchers perform in a regular season game. I thought the broadcast did an outstanding job at showing those two in the ninth inning. And you know, as cool and calm as they looked watching the game, that's how they were when they pitched. And that's really what separated them. So it's those two were really special, and Herrera was really special. And, you know, our guys have a lot to learn from what they've accomplished as professionals and what they can offer just as men, you know, to talk about their experiences in the game, because it wasn't a straight line to success for any one of those guys. Injuries, lack of performance. Eventually, they found their niche and were a really special bullpen.
Whose idea was it to have Bobby Wood Jr. and Vinny Pasquantino be the representation of this year's team to go see what that year's team had built?
Yeah, it was a bunch of us. You know, we wanted players there. We actually had Mikel Garcia was going to go, but his mom's flight was delayed, and she was coming in from out of the country, and Brady Singer had a little flu bug going on. So we really wanted four or five guys there. But they need to see that. They need to know what the city's about. They need to know what their jobs are as professionals. That's to supply the city with a competitive team. But when they can see how much that the city rallies around that team, it's going to motivate them even more. You know, it's just it's hard until you get into that moment. But if you can get a little glimpse of the moment, it can really be impactful. So it was great that they were there to see that, and I'm sure it left a really positive impact in their mind.
I want to ask you some more specific questions about how the team's playing right now. But just generally speaking, if you were going to give a message to, like, the fans, say, hey, you should support this team the same way this is. You guys are off to as good of a start, could be better, as that 2015 team. What are the things that you think are sustainable? As in, hey, this isn't going to go away. We're not going to start losing games now because these things are true about our team and will be true about our team throughout the year.
Yeah, well, barring injuries, I mean, that's the one you worry about the most. But barring injuries, I think what our starting pitchers are doing has been really impressive. It's really, they may be performing at a little bit higher level than they have before, but that's what happens when you get a group of guys that rally around each other. You know, they're just passing the baton to the next guy, and they're raising the bar, and they're reaching heights that they've not reached collectively yet. But there's reason to believe our starting pitching will be sustainable. You know, the thing that I'm excited about what they've done is they've taken a lot of pressure off of the bullpen. You know, we got to realize, too, you know, Mac is in a situation where he's closing games now, but I don't know if he's thrown in 40 games in his career yet. So we're asking an awful lot out of him. But to have Stratton down there and to have Schreiber down there and Will Smith down there and letting some other guys get into the mix there is a really healthy thing that I think there will be room for growth in the bullpen. And then same thing with the offense. I know a lot's being, you know, made about, you know, the lack of offense from our outfield, but, you know, it happens to be three outfielders. You know, I don't want to criticize our outfield. I think we got to look at our offense as a whole, and we're scoring some runs. We're opportunistic and scoring with guys, you know, with guys in scoring position, we're productive. There's probably going to be a little regression there, but as long as we are able to sustain an above average level of success, then we're scoring important runs. So there are some things that I think are sustainable. And at the same time, you know, we got to be wise in our evaluations of what's not sustainable. And that's things we're working on right now.
Along those same lines, I mean, it's fair to say, certainly from the outside, what everybody's maybe expectation was for you guys this year after last year, that you guys are just ahead of schedule as well. I mean, 30 wins almost, it was almost August before that happened a year ago.
Yeah, you know, I got asked this question a couple times this week, and I really don't know how to answer it. I mean, we don't want to talk about last year, but what I do know is we didn't feel like we should have lost as many games as we did, and I've said that a lot. Now, what type of improvement, who knows what it would be, but if the goal was to take it day by day, one day at a time. You know, we're basically 50 games into the season right now. We got 110 to go. There's a lot of games left, but if we can just sustain that thought process that it's day to day and focus on that day and what we need to do to win that game, I think we have the talent to continue to win games. How many games above 500 will be, I don't know. I mean, I'm not smart enough to figure that out. I just like the way we're approaching the game right now. And if we can sustain that approach, then I think we'll be in a good spot. You know, but we're going to hit some peaks and valleys. I mean, you know, it was brought up with that championship team in 14. They lost 9 in a row there, but then they won 9 in a row. So there's going to be peaks and valleys. So when we meet some adversity, and we have met some, but when we meet real adversity, how we respond is really going to be the indicator of where this team's going to go this year.
JJ, this was a brief debate on the show, and when you said above 500, it made me think of it. If the team is 97-65, internally, how many games over 500 are you?
It's challenging my math there. It's at 32.
Yeah, okay, 32 above. They were trying to tell me it's not that many above 500, and I was trying to explain the math to them.
I mean, unless I'm looking at it wrong, I mean, no, 97 no. minus 65 is 32.
There it is. That's all we needed. That's almost perfect. That was exactly the thing I was trying to explain on the air, so that works out great. Let's talk about some more of the other players who are playing well for you. Michael Massey had a really quiet 10 first games after he got called back from the back injury, but in May he's hitting .323. He's got a .940 OPS. What are you seeing out of Massey that's letting him play at this level? And is there any truth to maybe some of the rumors earlier this year that there were teams inquiring about Massey and that was a player you were unwilling to move off?
Well, I'll answer the first part. The swing decisions he's making are excellent. You know, he is not missing pitches right now that are in the zones that he wants to attack. And when he has chased, I think he was in Toronto, he chased the pitch, struck out to end the game, and then the next night or two nights later, same pitch, makes the adjustment. So it's the swing decisions and the adjustments he's making in-game that are allowing him to have success. And Michael is a guy that other teams have had interest in. You know, we weren't in a position and we wanted to trade young talent. That's not where we were in our timeline. We need to develop that talent. We need to let him play because we need players just like everybody else. And we have a very good outlook on what Michael Massey can do. We love the way he plays the game, the intensity he plays with. He's a great teammate. So, you know, I think it's very natural for teams to ask about him and others, but it wasn't something we were entertaining. You know, we felt pretty strongly that Michael needed to be given every opportunity to develop here in Kansas City.
We're talking to general manager of the Kansas City Royals, J.J. Piccolo. He's brought to you by Technology Group Solutions. Something Cody and I were discussing the other day, keeping an eye on just the farm system and the success that's happening at AA, the success that's happening at AAA. Obviously, the big league club is what most fans are always going to focus in on. But how big is that just across the organization to now see multiple levels having success so far this year?
Well, it's huge. It's huge. We're big believers and always have been that you need to – it's development in the minor leagues. You know, our goal there is to do everything we can between 2 and 6 o'clock to develop the individuals. Whatever each individual player needs, that'll get addressed. And then come 6:30 or 7 game time, it's time for them to go compete. And when we say compete, we want them to go win the game. And if we can establish that in the minor leagues, there's a more likely scenario that they'll do that in the major leagues because they know what winning's about. We went through it with the group 14 and 15. They won a lot of championships along the way in the minor leagues. I believe it's a model that does predict success in the major leagues. You don't know who all is going to get there, but the ones that have won, Vinny and Massey and a group of those guys, won championships in the minor leagues, it's impactful when they get to the big leagues. It's just another level up. I mean, it's a big level, a big step up. But winning is important. So what we're doing in minor leagues right now is exactly what we talked about in the offseason, back at organizational meetings. You know, compete, compete, compete. That was the theme. And at the same time, recognize what individuals need and give them the tools and address things so they can compete at the highest level. But ask the players at game time to go compete just like they did when they were 10 years old and you didn't like losing. It's the same thing. And that has worked thus far in the minor leagues.
A player that keeps getting mentioned to us from listeners and keeping an eye on what he's doing in AAA is Drew Waters. What's your feeling on what he's been able to do so far in AAA and potentially the outlook for him?
Yeah, Drew's doing a great job. You know, he's not making the major league team. Some guys will go back, and I'll use the word sulk, but they'll feel sorry for themselves. But, you know, the message that Q delivered to Drew was, hey, and any player that didn't make the club, hey, go back there. There's a couple different scenarios. You go back there, you might get an opportunity in the big leagues because somebody's not performing. You might get an opportunity because somebody gets hurt. But the best scenario is go down to the minor leagues and perform. And that's what Drew's doing. So we clearly need to discuss Drew and when's the right time to get him up here and how do we get him on the team and what does he provide? So really happy with the way it's a sign of a player that's maturing. He gets the big picture. He accepted that assignment and didn't miss a beat. So that's exactly how we want guys to react to what is bad news, not making the team out of spring training, but he's done a tremendous job.
Back to the Major League Club for just a minute, JJ, and then we'll let you get out of here so that you can prepare, if you don't mind telling Q, MacArthur, even if it's like 4 runs, maybe he could throw in the ninth, that'd be helpful to us. But if today, like with Q, what have you made in his second year? You guys obviously are new to each other. last season, you go through that really difficult year. What have you seen out of your manager this season?
Well, I think he's learned a lot. He's a very intelligent guy. He's very prepared going into each game. Last year, we had the mentality where I was a little bit more comfortable, and maybe he wasn't, where, hey, we're going to play young guys. We don't want to get into platoon situations too much. We don't want to pinch hit too much. Let's see what we have with these players. But it was also with, I'll say the agreement, but it's more of the thought that, hey, when we're ready to compete at a higher level, we're going to let you manage more. And that's what we're doing right now. You know, and by that, I mean, hey, if we got a pinch hit for player X in the seventh inning, go ahead and do it. If that's what you think is the right button to push. If you want to sit a guy, we're not going to question it. There's discussions about it. But now that we've worked together for over a year, I understand much better how he looks at lineups and matchups and what he wants to do through the game. But more importantly, from my perspective, I understand how he prepares for the game. I understand how he's looking at moments to deploy the bench. I understand how he's trying to force the manager into situations so we get the matchup we want later on. And it's been a lot of fun, and I've learned a lot being around him and the coaching staff this year. And I think he's done a great job in his second year with us.
All right, last one for you, JJ. I know tonight's Dollar Dog Night out at the ballpark, and many road trips ago, the Toronto Blue Jays had like a hot dog record contest or something from visiting teams or whatever it was going to be, staff members. Maybe in your heyday it was different, but what's the dog number if you just had a max out tonight?
A dog number for...
How many could
like
you
total,
eat?
Could I eat?
Yeah.
If I had to force it, maybe four. Maybe four. When I was a kid, I could pound them. But now, nowadays, I get a little full on hot dogs. So maybe four if I was in a contest. So I'm not winning, I can tell you that.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm with you on that one. We were debating that a few days ago. JJ, appreciate the time, and we'll see you out at the K.
All right, guys, have fun out there tonight.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.